Coach, how's your defense bounced back from the loss last Saturday?
I think our guys are focused on the next opponent. Certainly when you have a team like Auburn coming up next, they get your attention right away. So there's not a lot of time to sit around and feel sorry for yourself. So I think we had a good meeting on Sunday, and the guys came back Tuesday ready to go.
In Gus's press conference yesterday, he mentioned 2010 Mississippi State when you were there. Shut them down, kind of, considering what they did the entire year in the end product, 17-14. How much can you use that? Do you use that at all since it was so long ago? And if so, what can you take away from that, I guess, that game plan?
Yeah, certainly there's some elements of their offense that are the same and some elements of our defense that are the same. But the contestants have a lot to say in that as well. We had a lot of good players. They had a lot of good players. The things that stand out is when you play them, you have to fight off the explosive passing plays and running plays, you know. And after they hit one on the first drive of the game, you know what I mean, that we made them drive the ball. And then very similar happened at Kansas State last week. We weren't on the field a lot. I think our offense had like a 9-minute drive in the third quarter of that game. So that's the best defense there is. So that was a long time ago. I'm not sure that that'll have a big impact on today's game, but certainly there's some things that you can look at that for and kind of have an imagination how it'll go.
How much has offense evolved, if any, and what are the biggest things that maybe stand out that they do now that they didn't do then or that they did then that they don't do now?
Yeah, well, one thing I think that any good coach would want to do is tailor your scheme to fit your personnel. And back then they had little speedy backs, and then they had a really big, powerful quarterback. So their backs ran mostly sideways stuff, and then their quarterback ran all the downhill stuff. And then they were pretty limited wide receiver. Now, as they've gone on through the years, now they've got a really fast, speedy quarterback, and they've got some good downhill running backs. Their offensive line has gotten more and more physical year and year that they've been there. And the big change from a year ago is now their wide receivers are much more talented, and they're much deeper at wide receiver, and they've got much more threat going down the field on both sides of the field. So like any good coach, you tailor your offense to the personnel you have. Certainly you can still see some things that have just, you know, they're basic concepts, but they do a good job of putting their best players in position to make plays.
With the wide receivers, how does it maybe change the approach? As you were touching on, a lot of times before they were running it and you kind of knew, I mean, you're still deceptive and you still have to account for everything. The majority of the time they're going to run. Now it seems they're more willing to open it up via the pass because they do have wide receiver, especially like DeQuil Williams, the JUCO guy.
Right. Well, it certainly puts a lot of pressure on your defense because even when they weren't throwing it last year, they were still running it on everybody. So you know, it wasn't a secret that they were running the football, and they still had a great success doing it. So now that they can run it still when they want to and then throw it when they want to, that makes them obviously twice as dangerous as they were a year ago. However, it still starts with the same thing. You still have to try to limit their run game as much as you possibly can. And then in the throw game, like no different than any other opponent, you have to limit the explosive passing plays. If he needs to go, if he has to throw for 300 yards, he has to do it on 30 attempts. He can't throw for 300 yards on 15 attempts. You know, you got to still make them earn everything they get.
There's been some talk about how Kansas State had some success last week against them was playing disciplined football, and I know that's what you've been harping on since game one, is disciplined football. How key is it going to be Saturday?
Right, and it's obviously funny. I mean, it's never not key, you know what I mean? And you know, football games are small sample sizes to assess how well things go. And Kansas State had three guys behind their defense wide open for touchdowns at Auburn, I think, dropped two and overthrew one. So if they're 2 for 3 completing those passes, they've got 34 points, and you know the narrative is different. So you need some of those. You need some long foul balls when you play a team like Auburn because they're going to throw the ball deep. But obviously, yes, this is a game where everybody's got a job to do and everybody's got to do their job because they are good enough to punish you when you don't.
Some different principles, probably a whole different offense with Oklahoma and Auburn, but I guess the basic premise that Oklahoma was a zone read team and Auburn's going to do a little bit of that. Is there anything that you can take away from the Oklahoma game and use that against Auburn, or is it too, I guess?
There's some similarities and I think there's some differences. I mean, ultimately it still comes down to who you are. You have two practices basically during the week to put in a plan to defend somebody. So you have to have a scheme that no matter who you're playing, that you feel like you can adapt to stop what you need to stop. So we have elements of our front play and our coverage play that have to travel every week regardless of opponent, because it's too hard to just teach somebody a new defense in 2 days. It's not, this is a game of execution. So they have to execute, we have to execute, and that's what it comes down to. I think what will help us coming out of Oklahoma is having played in that environment. I think we certainly know what we're doing better now than we did. Well, I think when we went to Oklahoma, I think we thought we knew our job, and we looked like we thought what we knew what we were doing, especially in the first half. I think we know what we're doing a little bit more now, which is important because you have to play very fast. If Auburn didn't have all the deception and all the tempo, they're good enough, they would still be a problem. If you could just get your cleats screwed in the ground and come after them when they come after you, they would still be hard to defend. All of the eye candy they give you and the tempo and then the big environment, just, you know, it adds a different element. But I think we're a little bit more better prepared to handle that now than we were a month ago.
How hard has it been to run scout team against, to emulate what they do?
Yeah, you can never really simulate what they do. Our guys this week have done a nice job. We've put a, you know, wide receiver quarterback to try and give us some of the speed on Marshall when he keeps the ball, because but it's still not, you know, the defense is all about leverage, horizontal and vertical leverage. And you can think you have the ball contained and Nick Marshall is going to run by you regardless. And you can be 3 yards inside the guy and feel like you got the ball on your inside shoulder. He's going to try and take it outside you anyway. You can be 3 yards on top of a wide receiver and think you're in good coverage position. He's still going to throw the ball 75 yards down the field and try to throw it by you. So that is still hard to emulate in practice. You know, that idea of like, I've got the play made, and then you find out on Saturday it's happening at a different speed.
Anything else?
All right, appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.